North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Property Records Search Tool opens ND deed, lien, and permit data to pros. A new North Dakota-focused platform lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark http://northdakota.propertychecker.com/ for quick property record lookups across the state. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Commission Rates in Focus, What Redfin's 2024 Guide Means for Your Business. Redfin published a guide covering everything North Dakota buyers and sellers need to know about real estate commission rates in 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect them. Understanding how commission structures are being communicated to the public helps ND professionals anticipate client questions and position their value proposition. Review the guide to see how commission conversations are framed for ND consumers. http://www.redfin.com/North Dakota Real Estate-Commissions/. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Association of Realtors Commission Info Page offers consumer guidance. The North Dakota Association of Realtors maintains a consumer-facing resource explaining real estate commission information. ND real estate professionals can direct clients to this official NDR resource to set clear expectations about commission structures and foster transparency in transactions. Review the commission info page at http://w.ndrealtors.com/real-estate-commission-info to ensure your buyer and seller conversations align with the association's consumer guidance. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?